Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I see life and it's passing right before my eyes. And the past is the past. Don't regret it. Time to be alive.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check those out. Use them to your advantage. Tom Asecker is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, more than 14 years. He's the author of Opportunity Screams. Is that the new one, Tom?
The Business of Belief.
The Business of Belief. I got it right in front of me, too. I always forget which one came last. But folks, you just got to go to Amazon and find, just type in Tom Asecker, A-S-A-C-K-E-R, and find all of his books there. There's something there for you. You probably really are, you're going to read one and want the collection, so just might as well just go ahead and buy one of all of them. Tom, thanks again for being here. Website, please?
TheBusinessOfBelief.com will take them right there.
And they'll take you to all the stuff that Tom has in his writings. Which you should follow. Whatever Tom's doing, you should follow. Okay, Tom, in the previous segment, you talked to us about the fact that people make choices for reasons that most businesses don't get. And you talked about the fact that, you know, they make it based on the fact that they're feeling, we're feeling beings. We're not so much computing beings. And we make decisions based on how we feel, what we think and what we, you know, just maybe it's instinct, a lot of different emotions that go into making a decision. How do we make sure that our approach, our as we go to market, that it aligns with that, that we line up our grids with customers, that we synchronize our watches to their watch?
Well, the most important thing is to understand what the nature of what you're dealing with. So let's look at it two ways. First, if you have customers, you got to understand how valuable that is. Because right now, this is what's going on. People are swamped, stressed, distracted, busy. And what happens when people, when they get in that condition, they have a tendency to stay on autopilot. They follow whatever their proven routines are. That's what they do. That's what psychologists have determined people do under those conditions. So they want to stay with you because they don't have the time or the mental capacity to go through a new selection
process.
Especially
if they trust you. And this is, Tom, this is where I tell people, trust is not only the right thing to do, it's a best practice.
Yeah, absolutely. But look, if you don't obsess over the fact that you have these customers, if you even let one go, you're making a huge, huge mistake, because to get them back is going to be virtually impossible.
Mm-hmm.
So that's number one. Now, here's the second point. If you don't have them and you want them as customers, they're still doing what I just said they're doing. They're going to stay with who they have right now unless they see something new that draws them away that they believe will make them happier, period. So the look, the feel, the smile on your face.
It's probably not going to be the product, is it?
No.
Because products are commodities now.
Look, it can't be products, Jim. Everybody that tells me, oh, it's the lowest priced product, that's what everybody's buying. Really? I'll tell you what. Go to Amazon, put in some product, look at all of the choices that come up, and then you tell me if the one with the most reviews is the lowest price. It isn't.
Right.
People are afraid of the lowest price product. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's not price. It's something else. It's aesthetics.
It's time too, Tom. Don't forget time.
Oh, time
because
is huge.
Time, more and more, the people who are willing to trade their money for time is moving down the socioeconomic ladder.
Oh, listen, absolutely. Look, people don't even want to buy anything, Jim, right? They'll just as soon rent everything for the rest of their life.
Right.
There's going to be a day where cars are not purchased. They're just going to be leased.
That's right.
You know, it's coming. So look at these trends that are happening. Look at why people are doing what they're doing. And then say to yourself, have we designed our business to accommodate these people? Or are we trying to convince them that what we have is something they need? They don't need anything. Not in the United States. We don't need anything. We want things.
That's the deal.
Right? So what do they want? Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, most people have no idea what other people want. What they have an idea about is what they have, and they believe that people need what they have. That is the downfall. When right. your mind starts saying, I'll start knocking on the doors of these people because they need this,
mm-hmm.
you're in big trouble. They don't have time for you. And unless they have a desire for this thing, they're not even going to listen to you.
Last thoughts, 30 seconds.
Find out what people desire and give it to them the way they want it, because that's the name of the game today. You can no longer be this lawyerly person who convinces people to buy what you have. You're wasting your time and you're going to get frustrated. So just go out there and find out what they need, how to give it to them the way they want it, and then do everything you can once you have them attracted to you to keep them, to get them to believe, to tell other people.
And if you're having trouble accomplishing all this, you're probably in your own way. It's probably
Absolutely.
Because you're in your own way.
Hey, you're Tom, inside the bottle.
The businessofbelief.com, right?
Yep, that's it.
Hey, Tom, good job. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim.
Tom Asacker, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Tom joined us, and so we did. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.